With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The Senate votes to confirm John Phelan as Navy Secretary.
Phelan is a Florida businessman with no prior military experience, but was easily confirmed on a 62-30 vote. He's expected to help President Trump realize his goal of expanding the Navy. His confirmation comes even as the U.S. Navy has been stretched thin with deployments around the world, even as it contends with a shrinking fleet and watches the naval forces of China continue to grow. Bob Agner reporting.
House Republicans are calling on the Senate to move forward President Trump's legislative agenda. In a statement Monday, lawmakers said the House wants to give the president one bill that secures the border, lowers taxes for families and job creators, and restores American energy dominance, among other things. Speaker Mike Johnson said he hopes to approve the agenda by at least the end of May. Also at SRNnews.com, President Trump says Hyundai will build a steel facility in South Louisiana.
This will be Hyundai's first ever steel mill in the United States, one of the largest companies in the world, by the way, supplying steel for its auto parts and auto plants in Alabama and Georgia, which will soon produce more than 1 million American-made cars every single year. The cars are coming into this country at levels never seen before. Get ready.
In London, Heathrow executives defending their response to a fire that shut down Europe's busiest airport for almost a day.
It comes after Britain's energy system operator suggested the airport had enough electricity from other sources to keep running. More than 1,300 flights had to be canceled on Friday after a fire destroyed one of three electrical substations that supply Heathrow Airport.
Correspondent Rich Thomason says more than 200,000 passengers suffer disruptions. It could cost the airlines tens of millions of dollars. This is SRN News. Idaho strikes a blow for religious freedom.
Republican Governor Brad Little has signed legislation that will keep doctors and other medical personnel from having to participate in procedures that violate their deeply held beliefs. That means a Christian healthcare professional will not have to perform an abortion or a sex change operation if he doesn't wish to. Religious hospitals will also have the right to, quote, make employment, staffing, contracting, and administrative decisions consistent with their religious beliefs. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Early voting has begun in Wisconsin for a seat on the state Supreme Court. The election, viewed by some analysts as kind of proxy for the nation's political battles, it's attracted a lot of funding from outside the state. The Wisconsin court is set to consider cases involving abortion and redistricting. The election will determine whether the court remains under liberal control or flips back to a conservative majority. This is SRN News. Wall Street gains ground after shaking off 4 weeks of losing streaks.
Stocks closed broadly higher on Wall Street Monday. The S&P 500 jumped 1.8%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 1.4%. The Nasdaq Composite rose 2.3%. Wall Street is still trying to navigate through the uncertainty brought on by a trade war. Stocks have been riding waves of hope and worry as tariffs are announced, then either implemented or pulled. Wall Street remains focused on how tariffs could eventually impact inflation, consumer spending, and economic growth. Wall Street expects several economic updates this week, including reports on consumer confidence and inflation. Damian Troisi, New York.
In New York State, Westchester police are looking for whomever vandalized Briarcliff Manor Church over the weekend. They say the vandals poured an unidentified black substance on statues. More at SRNnews.com.